An interesting heavenly image came to my mind one morning as I was in prayer. It was a man being led by Jesus himself to see the Father. Jesus was right behind the man, with his hands on the man's back. And they walked right up to the Father's glorious throne. In this celestial realm, Jesus and the Father radiated a magnificent golden light. But the man did not. He appeared to be made of this light brown clay, dull and riddled with imperfections. The clay man did not appear beautiful at all. He stood in stark contrast, being right next to the glorious presence of Jesus and the Father. Now, normally, when Jesus bestows his love on someone, we are only capable of understanding a mere trickle, just a few drops of his love, before we're overwhelmed and collapse. And we can't reciprocate much love back to Jesus. So many times, it's just a one-way flow of affection. But the Father is not limited in this way. The love between Jesus and the Father knows no bounds. They can exchange vast oceans of love between each other. Then I saw Jesus remove his hands from the man's back, extending his powerful arms to embrace his Father. In turn, the Father opened his mighty arms, embracing Jesus, enveloping him in a celestial hug. And the man of clay was caught between them, being pressed on both sides by their divine embrace. The pressure at which Jesus and the Father hugged each other was unimaginable. It created a light so intense that nothing else could be seen. You could not even see the man of clay who was being squeezed between them. Eventually, when their heavenly hug finished, the light subsided and their arms returned back. Then I realized something remarkable had happened. The clay man that was between them was entirely different. He was no longer made of clay. Now it looked like he was made of gold. And he no longer had a marred, dull image. Now he looked like a miniature version of Jesus. It was a miraculous transformation. And in the end, the man went back home with a new image and a new nature, having been caught between the love of Jesus and the Father.